This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agit Tevach. Welcome, everyone. Parshas Vayitzeh, Parak Chavtes Pasuk Lamed Beis. Why was Reuven named Reuven? Ki Amra, Leah said, Ki Ra'a Hashem Ba'anyi. God has seen my affliction. So, according to the narrative of the Pasuk, she named him Reuven. She said, God saw my affliction. However, if you look in Chazal, brought in Rashi, Reuven meant that Leah was saying, look at the difference between my son and my father-in-law's son, Esav. My son, Reuven, lost his Bechaira to Yosef, and he didn't sell it to him, he lost it, and nevertheless, Reuven loved Yosef, and he tried to save him. But Esav sold his birthright to his brother, and he tried to kill him. So this is an additional pshat that mentioned in the pasuk. The question is, where in the pasuk do we see any remez to this additional meaning of the name Reuven? Interestingly, the Marsha is bothered by this question in Brachas, as well as the Pnei Yeshua. However, the Tzaddik of Ranana says, perhaps the additional meaning of the word Reuven is alluded to in the extra word ki. Ki Amra, she said, because she said, Ki Ra Hashem Ba'anyi. It should just say, Ki Amra Ra Hashem Ba'anyi. Why the extra ki? The extra ki is sort of a trigger. There's another reason over here. There's another because of that is not mentioned in the Pasuk. So Ki Amra is one reason, and it's not mentioned. Ki Ra Hashem Ba'anyi is the second reason, which is open. So this extra word ki is the trigger for Chazal to see that behind the scenes there's another hidden reason why he's called Reuven, not just because God saw her affliction, but because she's pointing out the difference between her son and the son of her father-in-law, Esav. Wishing everyone a mazel dikavach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.